94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
It's not his, your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job.
All right, you got to pay super close attention here because any little clue could pop up at any time. We have Mike on the line with us today. He's one of our listeners. He loves this game. He finally gets to play. And he's going to tell us his salary, and then we have to, you know, we'll ask him some yes or no questions for you so you can get some extra clues and then guess what his job is. Let's say good morning to him. Hey, Mike, how are you? Are you okay with all this?
Good morning. I am. I'm very excited.
Okay, cool. So you know the deal because I know you listen all the time and you love doing this. So should we just get right to it here?
Okay, yes. I don't even know if my job would be cool with me doing this, but I love listening to this game when I'm in town. So in order to stay kind of anonymous, I'm just going to say I make over $100,000
a year. Oh, you notice. He just gave us a little bonus clue right there, Joe. I don't even know if you realized it. Thank you.
What? How did I do that?
You said when I'm in town, and Chris and I both made eye contact. You're like, that's it.
No. Yep. I guess we did.
All right.
Gotcha. Okay. So over $100,000. Okay. So you're going to ask, so we're going to ask you some yes or no questions, which check, there's one off my list. So I get another one here. And then you're going to answer them just by saying yes or no. Don't give away too much more. And then we'll open the phones and see if our listeners can guess. All right, Joe, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll start. Did you get a special college degree for this?
No.
Special college degree.
Yeah.
Do you wear anything specific for your job?
Yes.
Oh, you do.
Okay. He does. Do you work with children?
No.
No
children? No. Okay, well, you said you go out of town. You said when I'm in town, do you go on planes a lot?
Yes.
Oh, and he's laughing, Joe.
Okay.
Planes, yes.
Would you describe your job as a physical job?
Not really, no.
Okay. Last question, Chris.
Trying to zero in on this travel thing. Do you sell anything?
No.
No? Okay, oh. No sales.
But he travels, but he doesn't sell.
Okay, not everyone.
And he's on planes a lot.
All right, you stand by, Mike.
Last
okay?
one. No, you get one more, right? Or no, you don't.
We did them all.
Okay.
We did
and remember, all. We have that bonus clue that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're putting it on hold, Mike. Don't, because we don't want to give us any more freebies. We like the rules here, Mike.
My mind is like going. So he admitted that he's not in town all the time, but he doesn't sell anything. Usually, when you travel, you're trying to sell things to clients, right?
Not always. Support staff, business staff. I travel all the time in a previous life. I wasn't selling anything. I was internal help.
You were kind of consulting, right?
But I was internal help, you know, in the company. So I would come and help people.
All right. So if you have a clue what you think he does, what's my job here? What's his job? Give it Chris and the crew. Good morning. We're playing What's My Job on 94.5 PST. This is one of my favorite games. I love this game. So Mike was telling us, one of our PST listeners, he loves playing. So he finally, when he's in town, he loves listening to this. God, we got a clue before we even asked any questions, Joe.
Yeah, we think we did.
And then he proceeded to tell us that he makes, because he was trying to, I don't even know if his name's Mike, to be honest, because he said he was trying to stay anonymous.
That's funny.
And he says he makes over $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the clues. No special college education. Does wear something specific. Doesn't work with kids. Does travel on planes. Not a physical job and doesn't sell anything. I think I've got a guess.
All right.
Let's get to the phones first. We got Rosemary and Ewing on the line. Good morning. What's your guess?
Good morning. Celebrity personal assistant.
Okay. Oh.
That's a direction. I like it.
I would love that job.
Would involve some traveling. Okay. Mm.
Okay. Let's go to Nicole in Southampton. Nicole, what's your guess?
Airplane pilot.
Oh, okay. Airplane pilot. Well, he would definitely have to travel on planes a lot if he's a pilot.
That would involve traveling and being out of town.
Kristen is in Levittown. Kristen, what's your guess?
I also said pilot.
Oh, you too, huh?
Okay.
I didn't even think that. Denise is in Hillsboro. Denise, you got a guess?
Denise just disappeared on us right
okay.
there. Yeah. Sorry, Denise.
Christine's in Morrisville. Hey, Christine, good morning.
Christine,
are you there? I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here.
What do you
What's
think it
your
is?
Guess?
I think he's a pilot also.
You do okay. too? Why is this so glaring, Joe? We didn't think of this.
I don't know.
All right, let's see in the app chat. I'm seeing health and workplace safety consultant. That's from William in Southampton. Cassie, Ben Salem, also saying pilot. All right, you want to bring him back on, Joe?
Here's Mike. Hey, Mike, you there?
Yep.
All right, Mike. Joe and I are going to give our guesses, and then you're going to reveal. It'll be your time to shine, okay? I'm not thinking any of these things. I think you are a travel agent.
And
because, you know, sometimes they have to go research
destinations.
They end up at different resorts and things like that. They usually wear a little name tag that they're from the travel agency. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah.
Like, okay, what's your guess?
I'm going to steal a guess from our app chat. Ann in Fairless Hills guessed you're an air marshal, Mike. So I'm going air marshal because you were secretive.
Okay, so my question is to you first. Did anybody get this right? Did you hear your job?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, you did?
Well, that means I got it.
It's
got to
be me.
It's got to
be
me.
No, me.
It's got to be me.
All right,
Mike, reveal it.
What's your job?
All right, guys, this is your pilot episode because I am a pilot.
You're a pilot. So cool.
Yep.
All right.
That is an amazing job. You must have been to the most amazing places and then, like, been back at home, like, that day. It's so cool.
I love my job. It's great. It's absolutely fantastic. And I guess it was sort of, I sort of do work with kids. Sometimes they come up and they get really excited about the plane, and I love that part.
Now that I know you're a pilot, you have like a pilot voice.
You do. Can you give us a? We've now reached cruising altitude really quickly, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now reached cruising altitude.
Yeah,
keep your seat backs and tray tables upright.
Awesome.
I guess actually the pilot usually doesn't have to do that.
That is awesome. Thanks.
Really put him on the
Mike.
Spot there.
That's so cool. There's a new dating trend that dating coaches are saying you probably shouldn't follow. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. It's zip coding. Have you ever heard of zip coding?
No, it sounds like a computer programming, like you'd be coding HTML.
So what you do when you're zip coding is you only date people in your zip code.
That's very limiting.
Well, for you, though, I mean, you live in a big city. You live in Philly, so it'd be better for you. But, like, I grew up in a very small town, and the dating options were slim to none. You know what I mean? Because you grew up with the same people. You're like, I'm not dating these people. You know what I mean? So dating coaches are saying that you're limiting your choices, basically, by just saying you're going to zip code. And, of course, some people are taking it to the extreme, and they're cheating on their partners because as soon as they leave the zip code, they consider themselves single, and they can date other people in that other zip code.
That is, I mean, in some relationships, that is a rule.
Well, I mean, you'd have to agree on that.
Yes, I'm just saying. In some relationships, that is a rule.
But if you just tell someone, okay, so let's say you're in college. Then when you go home, that's like your permission slip to cheat? Nah.
Yeah. Cheating is bad. An agreement is okay.
But I don't know if I like this because what if your soulmate, what if your, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Wright is in the town over? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it means, though. Zip coding is staying in your zip code.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, Philadelphia we go this morning. What are you up to this morning, Mary?
I am currently stuck in traffic trying to get to work.
Oh, no. What road are you on?
95. Headed to down by the university shop.
Yeah.
And, PA.
No good way to get around that area.
Not
all right, Mary. We'll make that traffic jam a little bit better. And you can use your mind right now and try to beat Chris, okay? Chris, you go get in a traffic jam in the hallway.
All right, well, good luck, Mary.
All right, Mary. It's just you and me as Chris makes her way out. Can't beat Chris. I'll ask you three questions. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Your first question. J-Lo and her ex-husband Ben Affleck reunited on the red carpet of J-Lo's new movie last night for business purposes. Which borough of New York City is Jennifer Lopez originally from?
The Bronx. Lock it in.
Locking in the Bronx. Question number two. Nicole Kidman was seen at Paris Fashion Week as news of her divorce continues. Name any Nicole Kidman movie.
Let's go birthday girl.
Birthday girl. Locking it in. And the third and final question. There's a lot of buzz about the upcoming Super Bowl halftime show starring Bad Bunny, but who headlined it most recently in 2025?
They're not like us. Kendrick Lamar.
Locking in Kendrick Lamar?
Yes.
All right, we're locking in Kendrick Lamar. Can't Be Chris this morning, powered by Al's Airport in Barn Grill in Ewing. Al's, it's where the locals go. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch Saturdays and Sundays, and so much fun there. We love it there. Al's Airport Inn. It's where the locals go. Chris, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Hello.
Are you ready for the quiz?
Sure.
All right, here we go, Chris. Your quiz starts now. Question number one. J-Lo and her ex-husband Ben Affleck reunited on the red carpet of J-Lo's new movie last night. Chris, which borough is J-Lo from?
She is from the Bronx.
You both said the Bronx, and you're both... correct.
I didn't realize he's executive producer on that project.
He is. So they were together strictly for business purposes, right?
He did say she was brilliant in that. It was very complimentary. So it was kind of cute.
Well, yeah, because it's benefiting him.
Well, sure.
If he says that. So yeah, agreed. Okay.
Weird question together, though.
Question number two. Nicole Kidman was seen at Paris Fashion Week as the news of her divorce continues. Name any Nicole Kidman movie, Chris.
Oh, gosh. There's been a lot. Eyes Wide Shut.
You said Eyes Wide Shut. Mary said Birthday Girl. Both are correct.
Yeah.
Both are very correct. Okay, quick, come down to the third and final question. There's a lot of buzz about this year's upcoming Super Bowl halftime show with Bad Bunny. Who was the headliner earlier this year in 2025?
Oh, it's funny to think that it was this year.
I know, yeah.
Kendrick Lamar.
You both said Kendrick Lamar. You're both correct. For a brief second in my head, it was Usher. And then I realized it was 2 years ago already.
That was a while ago.
So you both got all three correct today, Mary. Very good job.
No, good job, Chris. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Ties do go to the house, but you don't have to say that phrase of shame.
She's so humble about it, Mary. I love that. For being a humble and a good sport, we got you a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers when they hit the Prudential Center a little bit later this fall.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Due to incredible demand, the Joe Bros are coming back to New Jersey, bringing the Greetings from Your Hometown tour to the Prudential Center in Newark on November the 18th. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else. JonasBrothers.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Everybody's buzzing about Taylor Swift on Jimmy Fallon on Tonight Show last night. She was clearing up a bunch of rumors. They played a little truth game, whatever. So remember we told you that Ed Sheeran said that he found out about her engagement on Instagram? We were all kind of shocked. Well, here's what she had to say about that.
Choreo should be.
No, that's the wrong clip. Hold on. Here she is. Here she comes. Taylor, I had her ready. Here we go. There she is.
And when the news came out, I was like, oh, my God, we forgot to call Ed. Oh, no.
That's my favorite.
He's like family. Like, of course. I love him, but he doesn't have a phone.
She said he doesn't have a phone.
Is that funny? Is that weird?
She said, so Jimmy asked her, basically, how do you get a hold of Ed? And she's like, well, you can email him. And then somebody hands him an iPad and he can FaceTime you.
I guess when you're a big time celeb like that and you try to stay away from all the noise, you know what I mean? You just don't have a phone.
Yeah. Yeah. She said he's very quirky about him.
To think about. And she's also clearing up rumors that she's going to stop making music after she gets married. She actually said in another interview that it's a shockingly offensive thing to say. And just because you get married doesn't mean you have to stop working. And basically, you know, that's her work. And she says that Travis actually loves how fulfilled she is by making music and stuff. And he's passionate about what he does. She's passionate about what she does. And that's what makes it kind of work with the two of them. You know what I mean?
That is a role model young girls need.
Totally.
And her saying it's offensive, I think, is important too.
Yeah, that was a great thing to say. So Amazon Prime Day today, 2-day event. The big deal apparently on Kindles, Echoes, Ring cameras, some vacuums, AirPods, stuff like that. So if you want to get a jump on your holiday shopping, this may not be a bad time to do it. Also, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Wayfair having like rival deals. So this is a week of saving money if you want to do any shopping. Starbucks holiday menu. I'm hearing, Joe. It's dropping. Drum roll, please. November 6th is the big date. I can't wait. We haven't seen the cups yet.
No, that's the big.
I
so that means
can't wait to see what the cups
look
like.
What day of the week is that going to be?
November 6th is a Thursday.
Thursday. So there you go. Mark
you
your
got
Thursdays.
The sugar cookie latte, the gingerbread chai, the snowman cookies, adorable, and the polar bear pop, the cake pop, so cute. Now coming later in the season is going to be an eggnog latte and the chestnut praline latte. No date for those. But everything else, November 6th. Remember we told you yesterday that Netflix is filming a big project in East Windsor? It's kind of jamming up traffic. I get it. I know a lot of frustrated people around Route 133. You know what I found out, though, Joe? That the project is called Bad Day.
Okay.
Starring
oh, learn more.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, so it's that Cameron Diaz project that's been elsewhere yes. in New Jersey. Now it's, okay.
Yeah, she was filming in Patterson yep. and some other places. But yeah, it's for that project. It's so cool. We can grab the details. Detours and stuff are posted for you on the PST app. And it's also, besides Amazon Prime Day, it's also National Taco Day today. Taco Bell going in. You can get a $1 Cantina Chicken Soft Taco 4 different times throughout the day. They're doing like drops throughout the day because it's only a limited amount. So you got to get there quick. Right, there's the scoop to give as a wedding gift. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:08. It's Chris and Joe. So I'm trying to figure this out. It seems like it would be such an easy thing, but here's something a little different. Usually it's just John and I going to a wedding. For the first time, we're going to a wedding as a family because it's a family wedding. My cousin's getting married. I'm so excited. So I'm kind of like, okay, now we're a couple of days away. It's this weekend. And I'm trying to figure out how much to give as a wedding gift. We're giving cash, obviously, right? That's what couples really want.
Yeah, most wedding couples, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course, it's always safe to give more, but I don't even have a concept. I haven't been to a wedding in a while, to be honest.
Okay. So
I don't even have a concept.
Some questions here. First off. When, and by the way, phone's open, 609-243-9778.
No, I need your help on this one, because I also don't want to look cheap.
But I'm going to ask questions that I think might be on the minds of those that are going to help you. And I want dollar amounts, because I'm thinking
no,
you got to give a lot. I'm thinking you got to give a lot.
Amounts.
When you say cousins, when I say cousins, I don't mean people I talk to every day. When you say cousins,
yeah.
You, in a lot of cases, the way you describe them, it might be like, you're closer to your cousins than I am to my siblings.
Yes, Joe, I'm much closer to my cousins than you are to your siblings. See, we're
one
a tight group.
Yeah.
No, we're a tight group. Yeah.
You guys do a lot of stuff
Now, let
together.
Me explain. This is my first cousin's son.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm very close with all
so
my first cousins.
So you're basically his aunt.
Yeah, well, he actually, when he was younger, he called us aunt and
yeah.
uncle.
Yeah.
Aunt Chris and Uncle John. Yeah. Now that we're kind of leveling out in life.
Yeah.
He started kind of calling me Chris, and I'm totally cool with that. I'm not
okay.
his blood aunt, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But that's what he called us.
So does this wedding involve travel time?
It's a whole wedding weekend, yep. We're, it's on LBI.
Oh, so this requires hotel?
Yep, staying at a hotel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple nights at a hotel.
I mean, Friday and Saturday night at a hotel.
Yeah. Some weddings are just
there's
one
like
night.
There's like a whole wedding weekend going on. It's pretty cool. There's a welcome party on Friday.
Pretty standard.
Then of course the wedding and the reception are Saturday, and then we have like a brunch on Sunday.
And
I love a party.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm excited.
Would you say describe the venue a little bit?
It's a yacht club.
I want you to describe the style of venue because
what
I think that's
the style.
Because one of the things that's going to come up inevitably is you pay for your plate. So, like, I want you to describe, like, how fancy we talk in this place.
Well, I mean, we were told the dress code is formal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Formal dress code. Okay. Yeah. Because we had actually talked about what that meant a couple weeks ago. We talked
right.
about what that meant for the
right,
wedding when you were planning outfits.
Right, because the welcome party is elevated casual, mm-hmm. and then the wedding and the reception is formal, mm-hmm. and then the brunch, because this is all on her Knot page, you know, the Knot. They have a whole page. And then the brunch on Sunday, it says casual. So Saturday, we're going, we have gowns.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going formal.
And it's four of you going. Your kids are adults. Your kids are, you know, of an eight, your kids aren't adults, but your kids are
older. They're not babies.
They're not eating off the kids menu. I'll put it that way.
No.
They're eating off the adult menu.
Yeah.
So you got to, I say this is easily a grand. I think she's going to reach over.
I don't think you're serious.
I am dead serious. This is a grand woman.
So wait, let me ask you.
About $250 a head, I figure, for you.
$250 a head?
Yeah. And plus, you're close. You don't want to be talked about by the groom's mom.
So wait, Joe, when you are going to a wedding,
don't put me
into
this.
Single person, you're giving $250?
I'm giving on average two.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, on average two. I think you're
okay.
Beat.
Well, this is beat. What is Joe accurate here? Like, how seriously? How I really do need some help.
I also just am realizing recently forgot a wedding card, and it's been sitting on my nightstand. So I need to put that in the mail this week.
How many months after?
It's only
you have
two.
A year though.
Yeah,
don't
yeah it's
you?
Only two. Something so like I can drop that in the mail this week.
Is etiquette even etiquette anymore? I'm going to a family wedding this weekend.
Close family for Chris.
Very close. Yeah, we're tight. My family's tight. So this is the first time, actually, that it's not just John and I. The kids are coming, too, because it's our cousin that's getting married, my cousin's son. And I really, honestly, I haven't been to a wedding in a while, and I've never been to a wedding with the kids, so I don't know how much to give as a gift. Obviously, I don't want to look cheap, but, you know, I'm not rich.
I said a grand. So far, Scott called in and said, yeah, drop
said.
He said up to 1,500, make a scene,
oh
a mic drop is what he said.
Yes. All right, so let's go to the phone. Stephanie in Hamilton is on the line. Good morning.
Hey, Joe and Chris, how you doing?
Good. So what do you think?
I think Joe's right. Sorry, Chris, but I usually agree with you, but I think he's right, especially in LBI. It's a formal event. You're bringing all four of you.
Yep.
$250 for each for you and John, and then for the kids, I would say at least $150 per kid. I mean, they're eating off the adult plates. It's not like the kids' menu.
Definitely.
So, yeah, and it's close family for sure.
Yeah.
In Jersey, I feel like it's a lot higher than it would be other parts of the country, but I think that's what's expected nowadays.
I may ask them to chip in.
The kids may have to.
They may have to give their own gift. About that job?
She's about to stress those kids out this week.
Wow. All right, let's go to Diane. Diane's in Toms River. Diane, what do you think?
Good morning, Chris. This wedding is considered a destination wedding because you are staying out of town. So I have hotels down there. So I think minimum 500. I mean, whatever you want to do, but I believe 1,000 is way too much because when it's a destination wedding, people don't expect a gift. Extreme gift.
Oh, because they know you're spending money on the accommodations and stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
The couple chose LBI. Like they don't live in LBI or anything.
No,
they chose LBI.
She has a home. Her family has a home.
Yeah, but they don't permanently reside on LBI.
No. They live. Yeah. Okay.
Just valid question. That does make it. They live stateside. They live on the mainland. Yeah. She said.
All right. Let's go to Julie. Julie's in Medford. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Joe.
What do you think?
I think $500.
Okay.
It is a destination wedding. I'm from a family of five. And again, you are traveling. You're paying for a hotel and all your accommodations, clothing, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I think $500 is a very reasonable amount.
That's exactly what I was thinking, actually. So you're validating me.
But when Scott and I were on the 1,000-plus train over there, starting to stress her out over there.
Sweat. Yeah. Thank you for calling. I mean, I'd love to give him $1,000,000 if I
sure,
could.
Sure, sure.
Really, I would, but obviously I can't. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Tim in Ben Salem.
Yeah, I'm probably not the best one to be giving advice on this subject, but I think you should give the same gift as a couple would. You know, kids aren't making money, you know, and I always hear this pay for your plate thing, but you don't know how much they're paying for your plate. So how are you supposed to do that? Squirrels are going to eat it anyway on the porch. It'll probably cost like $40.
Thanks, Tim. Looking like on the app chat, a majority so far coming in on the side of 500 to 800. If I were to take averages from this app chat, there's one here that says 750 precisely. There's one here that says 900. It's an oddly specific amount. And there's a couple over a grand, though, still. Couple over a grand. One said, you know, as you just pointed out to Joe, you don't have to give it for a year if you can't afford it today, Chris. As if in 3 months your finances are going to suddenly be drastically better.
Can I pay monthly?
Yeah, can I easy pay that? Thanks.
Thanks for the advice. I don't know, aren't real keen on it. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning, it's 8:34. Have you heard about it? It's called zip coding. It's when people only date other people from a specific zip code, like their own zip code. Like if, I don't know, you live in the 08512, you only date people in the 08512. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they do it because of convenience, right? A lot of people are working overtime these days. So when you come home, it's not like you're traveling to somebody. So they want something super convenient. Somebody right in the same town, basically. Now, for you, Joe, that'd be good. I mean, you're in a big city. You got a lot of
options. This is zip coding, sure. But you're also then pretty still narrow-minded. Like, you'd be like, I am not dating somebody in the suburbs.
Well, that's exactly what dating coaches are saying, that this isn't a good trend.
Yeah.
Because basically you're making dating about convenience first and like connection second.
Yeah. Do it the reverse.
And you're filtering out people for reasons that really don't matter what town they live in, right? So, I mean, what if you're Mr. Right or your Mrs. Right is in another zip code?
I started dating
pretty limiting.
I wanted to date somebody in Philadelphia, and I started dating my boyfriend way out of Philadelphia by accident because I extended my apps so far.
You're like an hour away from each other,
at least,
right?
We're like 90 minutes apart. Yeah, yeah.
So dating coaches say, don't do this, but that's what's going on.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Taylor Swift is continuing her late night talk show tour. She was on Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night. She's talking about all kinds of stuff. One thing she talked about was why she turned down the Super Bowl halftime show.
The whole season, I am locked in on what that man is doing on the field. Can you imagine if like he's out there every single week, like putting his life on the line? And I'm like, I wonder what my choreo should be. I think we should do two verses of Shake It Up into Blank Space, into Girl Summer would be great. Like, yeah. It's just like, this is nothing to do with Travis. He would love for me to do it. I'm just too locked in.
She's too locked into the football
season. And it's interesting. She didn't talk about what we had all heard about, was that they wouldn't let her, the NFL wouldn't let her own the rights to the performance.
She kind of did earlier in the interview. She basically said that JT's team, who produces it, and her team have a good relationship. And she was like, they never really officially asked. I'm just too locked in.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So Amazon Prime Day kicks off today. It's a 2-day event. You know the deal. You're saving money on lots of stuff. Walmart is doing a rival sale. Target's doing a rival sale. Best Buy is doing a rival sale. Apparently the best deals are on the Amazon devices like AirPods, AirTags, I was just looking online, Kindles, Echoes, Ring cameras, stuff like that. There's always a robot vacuum that's really
somewhere,
cheap,
yeah,
too.
Somewhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you need that, it's a good time to get, you know, a jump start on your holiday shopping, too. So Starbucks kicking off the holiday season early this year with a menu full of, like, festive favorites and, you know, some new stuff, too. It's kicking off dropping on November 6th.
So a month from yesterday.
Ooh, exciting. They haven't revealed the cups yet. I always wait to see what the cups are. You can sip on, you know, like classics like the peppermint mocha, the caramel brulee latte. Two new treats, the polar bear pop. It's a polar bear cake pop. It's super cute. And there's cinnamon pull-apart bread, too. It's almost
that's
like monkey bread. Yeah. The eggnog latte, finally returning nationwide after years of fans, like, petitioning. So that will be, but that's a little bit later. That's not dropping on the 6th. There's also Hello Kitty-themed merch. You know, stuff like that. So it's going to be a good holiday season at Starbucks. Remember we were telling you about the Netflix project that's happening in Mercer County? They are closing for 2 weeks on and off. They're closing Route 133 in East Windsor. And we're hearing the traffic is like completely snarled in that area. Yesterday there was all kinds of car scenes happening, explosions and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. We found out that it's for the project Bad Day. And the star is Cameron Diaz.
Interesting.
That's pretty cool,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a big movie. She's been around the state doing other parts of the movie.
Yeah, she's been in Patterson and things like that. So you can grab all the details. We have detours and stuff for you. It's all up on the 94.5 PST app. It's also National Taco Day today. Taco Bell kind of leaning in, going big for National Taco Day this year. So you can get a $1 Cantina Chicken Soft Taco at 4 different times throughout the day. They're doing like drops. But only 25,000 are available per drop. So, like, you got to get there.
Yeah, not a lot basically. Of time.
Yeah. All right. There's the scoop. Freak is Joe or me.
Actually, this could go either way.
This doesn't make us freaks, really. No. But I saw this thing online about ordinary things, like normal things that we are weirdly afraid of. So I wanted to see, Joe, if you're afraid of any of these things.
Okay.
Because you really shouldn't be, is what experts are saying. They're just normal things. Mm-hmm. All right, the first one is, are you afraid of asking for directions when you need them?
Yes. Yeah, I don't like asking for help, period.
Oh, my God. I ask anybody and anyone that will, anybody that'll listen to me.
Nah.
Even if I know the answer, if I want confirmation as to where I'm going, I will ask.
Nah.
To me, it's just a waste of time. You know what I mean?
I can see that. You got a point.
All right, the next one is, and I know you do have a fear of this. walking past a group of teenagers.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
Joe hates it.
You know, I used to think it was just a city thing because I've had some friends that have, I had a friend that had a bad run in with some teenagers recently. A teenager's the one that beat me up. Beat me up, I mean, tap my face one day. Yeah, I don't like them. There's nothing more terrifying. Around here, I realized the other day, I went to lunch one day, and I went to a place where teenagers go right when they get out of school, and I was like, oh, crap. There's nothing worse. Nothing worse.
No, I kind of hear you on that one. I don't think they bother me as much as they bother you, but yeah, I'm hearing you on that one.
I think it almost stems back to, like, high school bullying days for me, honestly, yeah.
Teenagers are just obnoxious.
Yeah.
Were we like that? I don't think I was like that.
I don't know.
I really don't. Anyway, the last one I have, then you can do some too, Joe, is I think you do have a problem with this too. Talking to authority figures.
Oh, yeah. I've
seen you talk to authority figures. You like nervous talk. You talk fast.
I don't know what to do.
He gets all fidgety.
Put like a cop in front of me or something. I'm petrified. Chris, do you fear being silently judged by the cashier when you go to make a purchase?
Oh, like what I'm buying?
Yeah, based on what you're buying, you know? Like like weird stuff or whatever.
I went through a phase where I was, but I think I'm over that now. I'm like, whatever. I worked as a cashier once, and I have to say there was some judgment when people were buying some things.
Yeah.
But, I'm over it.
This one I know is true for you.
What?
Eating alone in public. Have you ever done that?
I'll do that at certain places. I would never go to a sit-down restaurant by myself.
You would never have a server.
No.
You would go to a Panera because you'd bring your own tray.
Yep, and I'd make sure I'm busy. I'd open my laptop or whatever. Actually, Panera Joe's even pushing it a little bit for me.
Oh, my God.
But I would go to, like, a fast food place. Like, I was in the mall and there was a food court or something, I would have no problem sitting there by myself. But I'm not going to a restaurant. Like, you would go to a restaurant by yourself.
I do go to several restaurants a week alone.
I'm not even sure I would go to a bar like you do and sit at the counter by myself.
I understand a woman not wanting to do that for, like, fears of men being creepy. Yeah. I get that, but that aside, I'm all for it.
Like being with someone. I don't know.
And last one I'll give you. This one I know doesn't actually give you fear, walking into a room full of strangers. You have zero fear of that.
Well, you know what's funny, Joe, though? I may not look like I have a fear of that, but it is a little uncomfortable for me. I get over it quick because I'll prepare some things to say.
But, like, let's remove... Yeah, oh, yeah, she does this.
Oh, I'll do that even with my friends.
She'll do this with socially because she'll ask me, because I've caught her.
Absolutely.
She'll be like, so what neighborhood do you live in? Okay, and I'll be like, why? She'll be like, oh, because the people I'm going out with tonight, somebody that they know is in Philadelphia, so one of my talking points is going to be, oh, Joe lives in. I was like, oh my God.
I always have talking points ready when I'm entering a room with anybody. They could be my closest friends or strangers, always.
And I'm always practicing my RBF when I enter a room full of people alone.